This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israelis eyed the end of an era Thursday after a motley alliance of parties from across the political spectrum agreed to form a government to unseat veteran Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced the deal just minutes before a midnight Wednesday deadline, prompting celebrations into the early hours by the premier's opponents and a defiant show of support by his fans. On paper, the prospective coalition commands a slender majority in parliament, but a confidence vote is not expected for several days, giving Netanyahu time to woo potential defectors. With the threat of possible jail time hanging over him in his ongoing trial on corruption charges, 71-year-old Netanyahu is unlikely to give up without a fight, and analysts warned a messy battle could lie ahead before his record 12 straight years in office come to an end. Should last-minute defections thwart the Change alliance, Israelis likely would have to hold another election, the fifth in just over 2 years. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters at the White House that Mr. Biden, quote, has launched a rapid strategic review, end quote, of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Mr. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva June 16th, as tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine. Via remote, this is VOA News.